9, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local. It's not Kelly McKay today. It's Macy G filling in. It is Black Friday today, November 28th. It is a chilly day, about, 30 degrees outside right now, 8:04. And we have Wade with the Boys and Girls Club today. Wade, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing,
Macy? I'm doing pretty good. So before we get going, let's thank all of our sponsors for this week. Fireline Outdoors, All About Me Boutique, Fuller Life Counseling Partners, and First Insurance Group USA, and our special guest today, the Boys and Girls Club. So tell us a little bit about what's going on. Any news?
You know, it's the holidays, Macy, so it's ripping and running all day long.
Yeah.
Different events. We just had our Thanksgiving meal for our kids and families, and that was awesome. You know, we've got different things on the horizon, the Christmas parade next weekend that we're really excited about. We're going to be in the parade with a float, and we're also going to be having some hot chocolate and different things like that on the parade route there at the Boys and Girls Club at 701 Columbia Avenue. So if you're chilly next Saturday night,
which it definitely will be,
and you're in our vicinity, come by and see us. We'll have some fun stuff for the kids, and like I said, some snacks and hot chocolate for everybody to stay warm, keep your insides nice and warm. And then Christmas shopping is coming up on the 13th, the next Saturday. So it's going to be a busy next few weeks for us, for sure.
And I was saying earlier, no one will get bored around here with the next couple of weeks, everything going on. So you'll have plenty of stuff to do. I know we'll be in the Christmas parade next week, too.
Yeah.
So very exciting. So you all had Team Turkey, is that right?
That's right.
How was that?
It was really great. Shout out to my staff for putting that together. We've never done this before, like the Team Turkey aspect of it. We always do a Thanksgiving meal, but this year was pretty special with Team Turkey that they put together, collecting volunteers and different folks in our community to come eat with some of our kids whose parents may still be at work during that time and not able to sit and, you know, have a meal for 30 minutes or so. So it was a great time. We had a cafeteria full of folks, a lot of smiles in there. So it was amazing.
That's awesome. What's some food that you all had?
Oh, we had it all. We had turkey, we had dressing, we had you know, the basics, corn, mashed potatoes, different things like that. So it was a good time.
So you had all the fixings there.
All the fixings.
All right. So for anyone who may not know, what is the Boys and Girls Club of Barron County and what do you all do?
You know, we are an after school program for kids, and they come to us. They get straight off the bus at our club, and they always get a meal every day. As soon as they get off the bus. So we want to make sure that their bellies are full. And we try to teach them about different things that maybe they don't learn in school. You know, targeted programming is what we call it, to make it fun for them. But at the same time, they may be learning new concepts, new techniques, things like that. And then on top of that, we try to meet kids where they're at and what they're into. So if they're into, let's say, anime or sewing, we try to put those clubs together, clubs within the club. And then for an hour each week, those kids get to learn about those type things. So
awesome.
It's a very unique experience. We are membership based, and a yearly membership at the Boys and Girls Club costs you $45.
Okay. All right. And then about how many kids do you serve in our community?
You know, every day we have about between 175 and 185.
Wow.
So we've got a bunch.
Yeah. Now, with schools out, do you take kids like today, for instance, with schools being out?
We're actually closed today.
Okay.
So, you know, I got up early just for you and Kelly.
Yeah. Bright and early this morning. And then how long have you all been in this community?
We opened in September of 2006, so 19 years now.
Wow. How long has it been a thing, though, globally?
Globally?
Mm-hmm.
You would put me on the spot like this. if I'm not mistaken, and I could be, 1908.
Wow.
So, I think that's right. I hope that's right.
Should we fact check you?
1906, 1908. It's early 1900s.
So. Been a long time.
Been a long time.
Yep. So, when did you get started with working there?
Well, I actually got started in the movement in 2015. I was a volunteer and mentor at the Boys and Girls Club for a while. I guess for about 6 years I did that. And then, you know, they had a position come open and I, you know, was in love with it and my heart was in it. And I thought, well, what a perfect opportunity to, you know, get paid to do something that I'm passionate about and love. So,
mm-hmm. What are some things that you do there?
I'm the director of operations. So anything operationally that goes on in the club, I'm ultimately responsible for compliance, safety, somewhat of financials, making sure that our light bill and water bill is paid every month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also kind of the quasi handyman around the club somehow. I don't know how. It's definitely wasn't on my resume before, but, however I can help out at the club, you know, I try to do that. So,
yeah.
And of course I get to come on here, shop local every month and act a fool with Kelly when she's here. I'll try not to do that today. I don't know you as well as I know Kelly. Kelly and I grew up together, so.
Yeah. Well, actually, me and Kelly are related. Oh, did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. So not many people know, but we are distant cousins.
Really-ish.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I've known her for a long time.
Yeah, me too. Kelly's parents and my parents are best friends. So
oh, okay.
We literally grew up going on vacation together and different things like that.
Yeah.
So.
How was your Thanksgiving yesterday?
My Thanksgiving yesterday was low key.
Yeah.
Got up and watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and then laid around and scrolled TikTok the rest of the day. I have a very small immediate family. It's me and my mom and dad. My aunt and my son and daughter, and we went out to eat Wednesday night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So just very chill Thanksgiving, not many things to do?
Nope.
Sometimes that's the best, though.
It was good on my gut. I DoorDashed McDonald's, and I told my dog what I was thankful for before I ate it. It was a good day.
Yeah. All right. So I wanted to ask you, what are some of the programs that kids get the most excited about?
Oh, man. Anime club, like
really?
I was talking about. Yes, we have a lot of kids that are interested in anime club. We have a content creation crew, which Miss Chloe put together. So those kids design. They're learning how to design. Mm-hmm. Graphic. They are learning graphic design.
Oh, wow.
And then they're ultimately responsible. Almost every flyer that you see on our Facebook page, a member has made.
Wow.
And submitted to our marketing person, Chloe. And so they're learning all about that and the ins and outs of marketing, how to do, you know, reels for promotional purposes. They are trained on giving tours to guests at the club. They do a myriad of things. So they get really excited about that. Kids are also really into what we call our Fab Lab. And we have, you know, the ability to make T-shirts, laser engrave different things, acrylic wood, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of design thing that they can really step outside the quote unquote stereotypical art and drawing, whatever. Graphic design they're really into. So they get really amped about that. And then Sewing Club has been a big exciting thing for them.
Yeah. What ages are those kids about in those clubs?
6 through 18. That's a demographic we serve, and those clubs are open to everybody. Also, I don't even know why I forgot. Esports. Kids are really into esports. We have an esports team at the club where we compete against different clubs in the state, and that's always very exciting for them, too.
Yeah, I know when I was in high school, they had an esports team
that
they were into it. They would play Rocket League all the time.
Yeah.
They played that. I don't know what else they played, but
see, when I was in high school, there was no such thing as esports. We had video games,
yeah,
but the I guess Xbox 360 was the first console to be able to have internet capability.
Yeah, that
was when I was in college, or maybe even out of college by then.
So. Now it's all on computers and laptops and monitors.
It's very neat. It's very cool how those things kind of have progressed over the past 20, 25 years.
Yeah. And I bet that changes a lot, too, with you all about the new things that come
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. And that's why I said we try to meet kids where they are. Things that kids are into change all the time.
Yep.
So we try to ebb and flow on what we offer, new cool things that we can do with the kids. We try to meet their desires.
Yep. All right, before we continue, let's thank one of our sponsors, Fireline Outdoors. Do you have any Black Friday shopping plans today?
You know what? Now that you've mentioned Fireline and Outdoors, I need a new knife.
Yeah?
So I may go by there today and see those fine folks.
And I'm sure they have a lot of sales going on today. I know they do. I know they just posted something about that. So they have fishing supplies. They're located at West Main Street in Glasgow. They have rods, reels, baits, tackle boxes. They have knives galore, like you said. They have crossbows, targets, hunting blinds, really any outdoor thing, any outdoor activity, you can go to them and they will have it. They have candles also for the women. They have the Dano seasonings. They have sunglasses. They have waders. They have all kinds of things there. And whenever you go in, it always smells so good. So they're across from HVAC Services, next to MJK Feed Meal, and they are Fireline Outdoors on West Main Street. So they got plenty of stuff there. You can go there and see what they got, and then next time you can talk about what you got.
Absolutely.
All right, so how does the club support kids with homework, leadership, or life skills? Do you kind of do all of that?
Yeah, we try to touch on all of that. It is our goal. And we require any child that has a C or below on their report card to do 1 hour of homework help a day.
Okay.
So we do try to help. We help them with their homework, help them learn the processes of new math. It may not be new to you. It's definitely new to me. But yeah, we try to help them get that completed and make sure that they're understanding what they're completing and not just getting it done. We try our best to help kids with their grades. We talk about leadership all the time, what it means to be a good leader, and we have different grants and programming that helps us kind of navigate those conversations, things like that. It's important for us that when the kids leave the building, they, one, know they're loved and that they've had a good experience, and that, you know, in the future, they can grow up to be model citizens for our community and themselves.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's great, too. You know, kids have a lot of homework now. And I'm sure that when they go home, they don't want to have to do that. So it's great to be able to go there and get it all done.
Yeah, go ahead and get it all done. And you've got somebody there that's highly educated on how homework needs to be done and how all this, what teachers kind of expect as far as all that goes. So it's highly beneficial for them to be able to go ahead and knock that out. So.
Yeah. Have you learned a lot more about new, like, math that you said? Are you having to learn things?
No. My old brain can't do that kind of thing.
It's a lot different now.
Yeah. I like math. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I like math, but I like the math the way that I learned how to do math. Shout out to Ms. Britt this morning, and I appreciate you.
So whenever a kid gets off the bus and goes to your club, what does that look like? What does the rest of the afternoon look like for them?
Yeah, so as soon as they get off the bus, they sign in so we can make sure and keep tally of who's in the building, what time they got there, and when they're picked up later in the afternoon. After they get signed in, they go immediately to what we call quote-unquote snack. It is not snack. It is a full meal. It usually has, five different things.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's pretty good. Cheeseburgers, French fries, the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
after they eat, they are dispersed by their age group to different areas, and then every 45 minutes we rotate, so those kids go to a different area after that, so they're not just stuck in one room all day long. They're rotating through the building.
And I bet that's good, because some kids eat at like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And then don't get to eat again until they get home.
Right. So, yeah, we want to make sure that every kid's well fed and has some kind of nourishment, you know, and sustenance in their body to keep their minds fueled and their bodies fueled.
So are they just there until the parents come pick them up, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, yeah. I mean, most kids are picked up between 4:45 and... there's like two different rushes, if you will. You know, there's 4:45 to 5:15, and then, 5:30 to 6. They're leaving.
Yeah. So. But I bet they have a great time there.
They do. And as soon as you step inside the doors at the Boys and Girls Club, you can tell that they're enjoying themselves. There's a lot of laughs and a lot of excitement in there.
Yeah. Now, is it hard with such a different age range? Is it hard trying to stimulate each age?
Well, my staff don't find it to be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
They are very good at what they do, and they really care about these kids and develop relationships with each and every one of them. So we kind of they kind of have a rapport with all these kids. So it's not too difficult. You know, the teenagers are obviously in their own area away from, maybe kindergartners or whatever. So, the staff do a phenomenal job with making sure that they're engaged and hopefully learning something and having a good time.
That's awesome. So since you've been there, what's kind of one story or moment that really showed you the impact of what you do in this club?
Oh, gosh. Whew. Well, I kind of tell this story all the time, and it's not since I've been a staff, but, in 2015, I was kind of conned into, and I say that tongue in cheek, because who I was 10 years ago is not who I am today. I was much more an introvert in 2015. But they needed Christmas shoppers to go for their Christmas shopping program that we actually have coming up. And, kind of against my will, I was a little hesitant because that was really not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Decided to volunteer, and they matched me with a young man. I got to go experience that and went home and thought, gosh, I need to do more. And so I just went right back to the Boys and Girls Club and, jumped in, as they say, in the deep end. It just kind of went full force. The impact that you can make on a young person that's one day gonna, potentially be a leader in our community, but just being a positive person and maybe laughing with them, getting to know them, it's life changing, and that day changed my life. So I don't know if I can measure the impact it has on our kids. I know to some degree I probably could, but it's a lot easier to tell you the impact it had on me and how it shaped the trajectory of my future.
Now, did that change your perspective on, different people and like being out and about and kind of just trying to be nice to people and spread kindness everywhere?
Well, I've never been a mean person.
Yeah. Well, I hope not.
It definitely gave me another outlook, so to speak, on things that I may deal with in my own personal life that maybe what I've got going on isn't as bad.
Yeah.
Or, could be a lot worse. I could be in a lot worse position than that. I'm lucky to kind of live the life that I live and, be alive every day. So it definitely gave me a more... purpose in life, and I think that everybody in this world is looking for that.
Yeah.
Some kind of purpose.
Yeah.
And even if they found their purpose, they are always trying to expound on what that means to them and how that can impact the community.
Yeah. So you were talking about the Christmas shopping. Tell us a little bit about how that works and how to get started with that.
Yeah. So if anybody's interested in volunteering to shop with a child, they can give us a call on Monday. If you call today, you're just going to get an answering machine. But you can give us a call on Monday and, you know, we'll pair you with a child. One of our members, I think we have 178 kids shopping this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we at least need 178 volunteers.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that number stands at. Miss Tabitha, who coordinates all that, is a new grandmother. So she has been off for the past few days, and I've really tried not to bother her with work things.
Yeah.
But you can give us a call Monday morning. We get there at 9 o'clock, 270-629-3871. Talk to Miss Tabitha, and she'll be glad if we have spots available to pair you with a child. And all that we ask is that you're a positive person,
mm-hmm.
And that there are some certain rules that we put into place that day that everybody can learn about. But it's a very impactful experience. Not only does it benefit the children to be paired with somebody that's a positive person, but I can tell you from my own personal experience and what I said a while ago, it has the potential to kind of reset your brain, reprogram how you might think of things. And maybe you'll find your calling like I did.
Yeah. And I know sometimes around the holidays, it can be a stressful time. It can be, you know, a very tough time for a lot of people. And maybe just being able to be positive towards someone else and have that positive relationship that they make you feel better.
That's right.
So, and, you know, being able to just help anyone and see the smile on those kids' faces.
It's a very exciting day. I will tell you that. It's very exciting.
Now, how do they pair the child with the volunteer?
Well, that's a really good question. I've never been tasked with doing that. We know these kids. Mm-hmm. So if we've got like a really shy kid like I was growing up.
Yeah.
They might pair, you know, that child with somebody who's a little more bubbly,
mm-hmm.
Like Kelly McKay.
Yeah.
And Kelly has done this for years. She has came and shopped, and she can tell you how exciting that is for her. So, we try to put boys with men and little girls or girls with women and that type of thing. But we try to match their personalities to the best of our ability.
Yeah. Do you have a questionnaire for like the volunteers about a little bit about themselves?
Well, we're lucky enough to know 95% of them.
Oh, okay.
So
it's usually the same people that,
yeah, okay. It's usually the same people that do it every year. And sometimes it's families of staff, family members of staff that'll come, or just different people in the community. The elected officials and things like that, that you might know and things that at least somebody at the Boys and Girls Club has a good grasp on kind of their personality.
Okay. So. All right. So that's good. But, you know, new volunteers are always good, too.
Absolutely. And we can't complete our mission and we can't do this program every year without new people getting involved and coming that day. So a little bit about that day, if anybody's interested, you'll come to the Boys and Girls Club at your designated shopping time, usually 30 minutes before that. Meet your child that you're going shopping with, and you'll eat breakfast with them,
mm-hmm.
And that'll give you a little chance to develop a little bit of rapport with them. Get your picture with Santa. Santa Claus will be there for pictures and different things. The club will take the kids to Walmart and you will get in your own vehicle and meet us over there, where you'll be repaired with your child.
Mm-hmm.
And you're given a list of needs. And after those needs are met, if there's any money left, whatever kind of they want within reason.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. It's a great day.
Yeah. And I mean, how long has it taken you all to kind of perfect this?
Oh, I don't know that we'll ever perfect it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've been doing this. I think this is the, I'd have to look at the flyer that we've sent out, maybe 16th or 17th year that we've been doing this. So it's definitely, we know what works and kind of what what we don't want to try again, but we kind of got a good grasp on it.
Is this something that's just local to Glasgow, or do other clubs around do it?
You know, I think about every club in the state does something along these lines, but it's kind of just up to the individual club.
Okay.
So we choose to do it this way. It works for us. Mm-hmm. It works for our members and volunteers. So, yeah.
Do you meet with the other clubs around, you know, talk about different things going on?
Sure. So, you know, once a year we have a Kentucky all-staff training that all the staff within the state goes to. And while that's going on, there's also like a kind of a leadership meeting as well for CEOs and club executives to get together and talk about things that they're working on, fundraising ideas, different ideas like that. But, you know, the other aspect of that, the all staff training, staff are learning new techniques, what works at their club, new ideas that they can share that maybe we do.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a collective effort. It's not on a regular basis. Like I said, that's once a year, but there are definitely things that we borrow from other clubs and that they borrow from us.
Awesome. So at least you get to have that kind of, you know, similarities with different people, but also differences.
Right.
About,
as long as we're all accomplishing the same mission.
Yeah.
You know, there's different paths that you can take to get to that.
Yeah. All right. So let's thank another one of our sponsors before we continue. It is All About Me Boutique. They are located at 804 West Main Street in Glasgow. They are across from the Animal Clinic and right next to Southern Cup. And they have Black Friday deals going on right now. So actually from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., it will be 30% off. And then 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., 20% off. So make sure you go there, get your Black Friday deals, shop for Christmas, for stockings, or just for something for yourself. So Thelma and Louise are excited about their new home. You can swing by, browse the store. They have women and girls clothing, beautiful jewelry and shoes, stylish home decor, and lots of fun and laughs. And you can also follow them on Facebook and Instagram. All right, so have you got all your Christmas shopping done?
Not even started.
Me neither.
Not even started. My daughter and I adopted a dog.
Oh.
So that was a big chunk of her Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're a dog owner, you know that when you adopt, it might not cost you a lot of money, but everything else that comes with owning a dog.
Vet bill.
Tends to.
Food. Yep. What kind of dog is it?
Ollie is a part schnauzer and part something else.
Yeah.
And I could probably look back and tell you, but mm-hmm. right off the top of my head, it's some kind of American some or another.
Yeah. So. When did you... Girl or boy?
Boy.
Boy, okay. When did you get him?
3 weeks now.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's been a very exciting addition.
Good.
To my house.
That's awesome.
He's been a lot of fun.
So, back to the Boys and Girls Club. I know you're also a part of Bridge, is that correct?
I am,
did
yes.
you want to talk a little bit about that?
We can.
Okay.
So, I'm the executive director at Bridge Kentucky. You know, I think we're most maybe well known in the community for being the homeless shelter in Marion County. But we do more than that. We try to help people with their utility bills as funding is available. Utility bills, rental assistance. We keep a food pantry. So anybody that's struggling with food insecurity, and we also have a plethora of clothing for children, men and women, that they, if they find themselves in need of some clothes, they can contact us and we'll get that together for them to pick up. We just try to help out where we're needed and try to meet people kind of where they're at, try to help them get to a better spot in their life, however mm-hmm. we can do that.
And that's all over Kentucky?
Nope.
No?
Just right here.
In Glasgow?
In Glasgow, yeah.
All right. So how can they contact you or, you know, get a hold of you?
Well, you can give us a call during normal business days and hours at Bridge Kentucky at 270-629-5323. Or come by and see us at 1411 North Ray Street.
Okay.
We are in the back of the building in Suite F. That is the Bluegrass Counseling Building in the backside of that building.
Okay. So you're busy.
I'm a busy
guy.
You
stay pretty busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does your typical day look like? Do you kind of split it between the two or?
My typical day starts off about 7:30-ish in the morning. I go to the club and I'll work on whatever I'm normally behind on and try to get that caught up. And then I try to hang out there most of the day. But, you know, on occasion I'll be called away to either go see somebody new at Bridge or do different things in our community. I have a lot of meetings. I take a lot of phone calls, emails, and stuff like that. So not one single day looks like another for me particularly.
Yeah.
But, yes, I try to split my time up between the two every day and just out here trying to make a difference.
Yeah. So I know besides volunteering, what are some ways that local businesses or people can support you all?
Which one are we talking?
Whichever one you want.
Okay. So if people want to get involved and support either organization, we're in constant need of food to keep our food pantry stocked at Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
If businesses wanted to take up kind of donations, canned goods, non-perishable items, things like that, we can always take them. Anytime anybody in the community is cleaning out their closets and getting rid of clothing or whatever, you can, of course, donate those to us. We will put them to good use and make sure that somebody that is in need of those items receives them. Of course, monetary donations to both organizations mean the world. We rely heavily on those things to keep us operational, keep the lights on, and the water going, and sustain what we want to achieve in our community. But genuinely, if you want every single night, before I say that, let me say this. Every single night, we have somebody in our community volunteer to provide a meal for our shelter clients at Bridge. And I post that out on my Facebook page. You can follow me on Facebook or add me as a friend on Facebook. My name is Wade Copas with one S. I will happily accept your friend request. And I post that out weekly. I will post that out this afternoon for next week. But if you want to get involved and make a difference with kids, particularly, give us a shout on Monday and get involved with the Christmas shopping. You could sponsor a child as well. Maybe your thing is not like interacting with children, but you want to help us by sponsoring a child. That is $200 a child, and 100% of that money goes right back to those children. So if you would like to sponsor a child at the Boys and Girls Club, we would happily accept that, and we turn your donation into gift cards, and then the volunteer gets the gift card that day when they're paired up with their child.
Okay. And whenever you go to volunteer at the club, you know, do you all place them in a certain spot
area?
Or
yeah, so there is a mentor / volunteer application that people have to fill out. That gives us a good idea on kind of what they're passionate about, what their interests are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you're interested in something that we don't even offer at the club. We will then try to offer that and recruit kids for you.
Wow.
So you can make a difference in that way as well.
Now for me, I love to read. And is that something that you all have?
We did have we had a reading club last school year.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that we'll put one together this year as well. But that was a big interest for a lot of our members last school year.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize. We may have one right now, and I just don't know it. Kids are the loudest about the things that I talked about earlier, but that doesn't mean that that's all we've got. We've definitely got more than that.
Yeah. So how old are your kids? Were they old enough to go to the club?
My kids?
Mm-hmm.
My kids are 11, about to be 12, and 17.
Okay.
And Gavin, the 17-year-old, went to the Boys and Girls Club for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Berkeley wanted to hang out with her school friends at at South Green when she was there. Mm-hmm. So she went to the after school program there. But yes, my son is an alumna of the Boys and Girls Club.
Awesome. So how does supporting the club, you know, kind of help our local community? Obviously with the children and things, but what are some other things that you all have done for the community?
Oh, goodness. You know, we want to make sure that our kids are well-rounded and that they are learning about different things in our community. Local government, we've had kids meet with the mayor recently about new exciting things that the city just announced. So we also encourage our teens to do community service projects, whether that's historically help picking up trash, being a part of different movements in our community. We want to make sure that we're involved with that and our kids have a chance to learn what it means for them to be able to give back and the impact that that could have for their future.
Mm-hmm. So what is so special about the Glasgow Club compared to, like we were talking about, states?
Yeah, well, I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm joking, but I don't know. We single-handedly were responsible for the biggest amount of teen growth in different Boys and Girls Clubs in the state last year. And that has to do with our other sites as well. We also have a club in Somerset. The Baron Beyond the Bell is a Boys and Girls Club program as well. So I can kind of toot the horn that even though our budget size may be a lot smaller than other clubs in the state, we are right there with them as far as the impact that we're making on a daily basis with the number of kids we're serving.
Now, I have heard of Baron Beyond the Bell, but tell me a little bit more about that.
Well,
if you can.
Essentially, it's an after-school and before-school program where kids can come in before school, get help with their homework, get breakfast, and then after school, do the same thing. And it may be different kids, maybe the same kids.
Yeah.
They can get help with their homework, make sure that they're fed. And then I know that they have a Dungeons and Dragons club where they are learning about that. Now, I don't know much about Dungeons and Dragons, but people watch Stranger Things, and that's a big thing. So,
That's the only reason I know about it.
Yeah, it's a big pool for a lot of people, and however we can come together in a community and make a difference for youth, we want to be able to do that.
Yeah, and you can definitely tell and see where the club is at because of your all's big logo on the stairs.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, is that supposed to be like holding hands, or is it just kind of...
Yes, it's two hands together.
Oh, okay. Now
kinda
I see
like
it.
The how they used to make you stand in elementary school and choir and sing.
Yeah.
It's literally that design.
Okay. I was trying to think of what that would look like. It does look like it once you see it. But yeah, you can see that, you know, it's very bright blue. When did you all do that?
Right before we moved into the building. So I think that was done on those stairs maybe... October, November of 23, and we moved in officially February of 24.
Okay. Now, where were you all before moving there?
We were, we leased the Hero Center from the Housing Authority of Glasgow for years, and then before that, we were at the Bunch Community Center.
All right. Awesome. And it's looking like we have a phone call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
How are you?
I'm fine. I don't know. Neither one of you sound like Kelly to me.
No, Kelly's not here today. I'm filling in for her.
What's your name?
Macy.
My name's the Joke Lady.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if y'all heard of me or not.
I have heard of you.
Oh, you haven't?
I have, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't really have a joke this morning. I was going to call Kelly and see... Obviously, I'm not listening to the radio right now, but and see how Thanksgiving went, but I'll see how y'all's went.
Well, mine went pretty good. I ate a little bit too much food and then took a turkey coma nap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did, too. I don't really eat a whole lot, but yesterday was one of those days I stuffed myself, and I'm miserable this morning. Well, I just wanted to tell y'all... Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank y'all. Bye.
All right. And then, so you said it was... Where did you say you were at? Sorry. The Hero Center?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
before that. And then before we were at the Hero Center for a few years, we were at the Bunch Community Center.
Okay. So do you like the place that you're at now?
I love it.
Do you think you're going to stay there for a while?
I hope so.
You hope so?
We bought it, so it's ours.
So it says here you have a music studio. Is that correct?
That is. The music studio aspect is in the works. We do have a podcast studio.
Oh.
Yeah.
So do you have podcasts?
We do. We have two up right now on Apple and Spotify.
Wow.
It's kind of something that I personally do in my free time. Something I'm passionate about, and a lot of kids like being able to talk into a microphone.
Yeah.
So they get a kick out of it as well.
You know, we're pretty much on a podcast right now, if you think about it. So do you like talking on the podcast?
I love it.
Yeah.
Once I start, I don't stop.
Yeah. So. All right. So before we continue, let's thank another one of our sponsors, which is Fuller Life Counseling Partners. They are passionate about helping people, and they can help you with anxiety, depression, confidence, mental health disorders, major life events, anger management, stress, grief, and plenty of other things. They have individual counseling, family therapy, couples counseling, substance abuse counseling. And there's plenty of benefits to it. A lot of people think, you know, there's a big stereotype on therapy and counseling. And, you know, it's very understandable. But I think once you find the right person, they do want to help you, you know.
Absolutely.
And they want to help your journey and how you're doing. So, you know, the benefits of counseling are the ability to set boundaries, less anxiety, stress, and trauma resolution, better relationships, and increased emotional balance. So if you are interested, you can talk to Fuller Life Counseling Services, and they have locations in Bowling Green and Glasgow, two in Bowling Green, and you can call them 270-904-5104, or you can go to their website, fullerlifecounseling.org. All right, so I know you are going to be in the Christmas parade. Is there any other Christmas events that's going on?
We are actually doing in collaboration with The Hive here in town, some cookies with Santa and some reading things that I know some volunteers out in the community are volunteering their time to read to our kids and things like that. Some cookie decorating things.
Yeah.
So that should be pretty exciting. I believe that's December 9th and 10th, I hope.
Okay.
I hope those dates are right. Miss Jennifer set that up at the club. So I know that she's excited about that as well. But yeah, there's from December 1st, which is Monday, till, you know, kids open gifts from Santa Claus on Christmas Day, we'll be rocking and rolling at the club.
Yeah, it'll be a super busy time. And honestly, until January,
yeah.
It's going to be crazy. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your staff and, you know, who you all have there and what they kind of do.
Okay. Well, Mally Boston's our CEO. She's my boss. So she's ultimately responsible for everything at the club, and I'm right underneath her. So I guess that makes me also responsible for everything at the club. Gabby Hayes is our unit director, and she does a really good job of coordinating with parents and members and staff alike and making sure that they're scheduled properly and that we're fully staffed for that day. Jennifer Moonsong is our programming coordinator, so she's responsible for really cool things that the kids get to do within the club and different things like that. It's pretty exciting. Miss Tabitha is our front desk person, and she is an avid listener of Shop Local. She listens every morning. I don't know when she's at work or waiting to clock in to work. She will put that on. So she is responsible for signing our kids in and out every day. She talks to the parents every single day. And she's also responsible for our food service grant and program that we have to make sure that our kids are well fed. And then Savannah's our teen director. She's great with our teens. Miss Beth is our art director. Miss Shelby is our recreation coordinator. Miss Chloe is our marketing person and tech lab person. Miss Emily is our homework help and enrichment director. And so she's the one that helps these kids with their homework and making sure that they're well educated and taken care of in that aspect. Oh, I'm forgetting somebody. Miss Tamara is our BrainWorks person, so she plays a lot of hands-on and brain game type activities.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miss Jonda, who works at Red Cross Elementary by day and in the Boys and Girls Club in the afternoon, is our sewing club aficionado.
Wow.
And she also just kind of helps us support in different areas where we need her help. And Miss Tina makes sure that all these kids are fed and the building is as clean as she can get it every single day. I hope that I have not missed anybody. And I apologize profusely if I have. I think I've got everybody, though.
I put you on the spot a little bit today.
That's all right.
Testing you.
I think I got them all.
All right. What is one thing that might surprise people about the club?
One thing that might surprise people about the club is the amount of things that we offer these kids on a daily basis and kind of the impact that we're trying to make every single day. You might think that we're just in there doing coloring sheets or whatever, but it's a lot more than that. We are trying to teach these kids something and help them catch a spark that they might not have caught anywhere else that could give them a passion for something in the future and, you know, just have a positive impact on all these kiddos every day.
Yeah. How did COVID affect you all?
Well, we're one of the only clubs in the state that did not shut down. It absolutely affected us by the amount of kids that we had in the building every day and the services that we could offer. Like it affected everybody to some degree, but you know, it slowed us down, but it didn't kill us. We came out on the other side, in a better spot. We actually won national awards within the Boys and Girls Club for the safety protocols that we put in during COVID. Now, I wasn't there at that time. I was just a volunteer during that time. But I can tell you that, you know, there's a lot of cool things that have come out of COVID that we have learned.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's still on the mend from all that.
Oh, I definitely agree. Yeah. You know, it for sure made me more of an introvert than ever.
Well, I don't know why, but it made me the opposite.
Really?
I don't know if I was just closed off too long.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was an introvert before and then was kind of forced into never being an extrovert. And now people can't get me to shut up. That's why I asked if Kelly warned you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This morning before I walked in. I've held it together, Kelly, if you're listening. I've tried to do a great job for me.
Well, I know COVID especially affected a lot of children, you know, staying inside, and it's already a lot whenever you don't have much to do at home, and then COVID just literally confines you.
And it also took away that interpersonal relationships that kids really need in their formative years, especially being able to interact with kids and their friends on a daily basis.
Yeah.
It did a lot of damage to a lot of folks and their mental health, and that's why therapy, I'm a big advocate for that, is so important now, especially for these younger kids that, you know, when I was a kid, that wasn't even a thing for my age.
Yeah.
It's so important to have that social interaction, and I think COVID did everybody a disservice on taking that away for over a year.
Yeah.
Or it felt like 5 years.
I know. But I think it really showed people that we need those relationships with people.
Absolutely. It showed people that we need each other.
Yeah.
And whether you like whoever you're around or not, you need that person.
Yeah.
You need that social interaction every day.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of kids at your club, they make probably lifetime friends.
Absolutely.
From being there.
Yeah.
And, you know, because they spend pretty much every day together, right?
Sure. Yeah, every afternoon, yeah.
Wow. So what's a little bit about the sports aspect of what you all do?
Yeah, so we're kind of limited right now on the amount of things we can offer, and especially going into colder weather. But on the horizon, we have something, I don't know that I can announce it on the radio. We have something very special and big planned in the near future that's going to happen. But, you know, as of right now, we do a lot of inside games. We throw a lot of cornhole inside.
I love cornhole.
Yeah, I do too. And we have basketball goals set up outside that were donated. you know, and we have Nine Square. Have you ever played Nine Square?
Yes, I love Nine Square.
Nine Square in the air is phenomenal. These kids go crazy for it. But yeah, we do a lot of that stuff. And kind of if kids want to play this, that, and the other, we try to do that. And then Michelle does a good job of coming up with games that she'll see like on TikTok, or I don't even know that Pinterest is still a thing anymore. I'm sure it is to some age demographics. I'm not sure, but I know that we've got a lot of programming ideas from those things. So yeah, we try to keep these kids active.
Yeah.
On top of everything else. Too.
Now I'll tell you a fun game is Gaga Ball.
Yes.
Do you have that?
No, not yet.
Need that.
When my son went to church camp a few years ago, he came back and was telling me about Gaga Ball, and we made like a Gaga Ball pit.
Yeah.
Kind of in the basement, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I was like, it's kind of like, how would you describe, like dodgeball, and like, it has like a dodgeball aspect.
Dodgeball on the ground.
Right? Yes.
That's what I
think. It's like rolling dodge, or, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, it's hard to describe. It's hard to like describe over the air. So.
Yeah. It is. Basically, you have a big octagon,
yep.
And ours, I had mine at church camp, too,
yeah.
And it was wooden.
Yes.
And then you have people stand around, and then you have, you know, like a dodgeball or a volleyball, and then you drop it, and then your goal is to basically hit people below the waist,
yep.
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It
is. And it's more active than what it seems.
It is, but then you're back, because you're reaching over,
crunched,
you know,
over,
yeah.
Especially at 41, and I don't know if you can tell by my posture right now, my back is hurting.
Yeah, so. But it is fun. Y'all should think about adding that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a phenomenal idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But also, with the outside, you know, if you're on concrete, I remember I would do it, and I would scrape my knuckles on the concrete.
Yeah, that's awful.
And,
you know, we have some grassy knolls in areas that we could potentially put those things in.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. That would be a very fun addition.
It would be. And thank you very much. I'm going to give you credit for that.
You're welcome. And it's a very, like, competitive game.
It
you
is.
Have a lot of energy. It's not just like a normal sport. You know, I feel like it's a lot of an energy base.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. It's a really fun game. I like playing it, and I'm an older guy, so
yeah.
I know these kids would go crazy.
And you can really do any ages, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Or you could even have a smaller one for the younger kids, because the big kids, you know, you can wham that ball.
Absolutely.
All right, so before we continue, let's thank another sponsor, which is First Insurance Group. And, of course, you're supposed to have home insurance on your home, auto, and business, but do you have the right coverage? So your First Insurance Group USA team, Kristen and Brandon, can help with a quote through Auto Owners Insurance. And it's not just about writing a policy. They're about putting you first with a policy that has the right coverage at a low cost to you. They're located at 1422 Happy Valley Road, Glasgow, next door to Monticello Bank. You can call them 270-261-5181. All right, before we get out of here, what's some things coming up? What else do you want to talk about? Anything about the club or bridge?
Oh, yeah, sure. We can talk about the club. If anybody, again, is interested in volunteering to go Christmas shopping with a member, or if you want to sponsor a child monetarily, give us a call at 270-629-3871, or come by and see us at 701 Columbia Avenue. Get involved. I promise you it'll be a great time in your life, as well as the children that you're making an impact for.
Yes, of course. And then, so for families to learn more or sign their kids up, can they just go to your website?
They can visit us at our website at bgcglasgowbaron.org, or again, come by and see us at 701 Columbia Avenue.
Okay. All right. Well, remember, the Christmas shopping is coming up this Monday, so call and get some information about that, about how to help with a kid and shop for them and just help them have a great Christmas.
That's right.
All right. So thank you so much for talking to me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was great.
Of course. And let's thank all of our sponsors. Lastly, Fireline Outdoors, All About Me Boutique, Fuller Life Counseling Partners, and First Insurance Group USA, and our special guests today, Wade, with the Boys and Girls Club. And remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.